Well, career planning has become just so key in navigating the last couple of years of the workforce that's undergone so much change. Toronto-based CIRIC is the only charitable organization of its kind in Canada that is focused on career development, education, and research. And its board chair is also the inaugural assistant professor of integrative career and capstone learning at the University of the Fraser Valley in BC. Candy Ho joining us on Canada Now. Hey, Candy, it's good of you to join us.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for the conversation.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you. And the flexibility to work from anywhere. I mean, there's AI automation, the impact of inflation and mental health and well-being. There are so many factors creating all this change in the workforce these days.
Thank you for paying attention to our report. Along with the factors that you've mentioned, I also want to add, it's things like living with climate change, looking at geopolitical conflicts, reconciling with the impact of colonialism and how it impacts us, and from things like disrupting education, paying attention to our mental health and well-being. So all of these things are the trends that we're predicting will influence us between now and 2040 and likely beyond.
Yeah. So what tips might you have for Canadians in preparing for labor market shifts?
So with all of these trends in mind, I think it's really important to continue to think about how you're going to grow and learn and upskill, thinking of pursuing formal education, informally online courses, micro-credentials, and ask yourself, what are the skills that are in high demand that you'd like to pursue, and how can you gain and hone these skills? Of course, continuing to network and diversify and build people within your circle, find mentors who will support you, connect with people using professional social platforms like LinkedIn, and then my one more tip that I'll throw out there is developing a career mindset. And what that means is being strategic and looking at career development and not just jobs or, you know, profession as your, you know, what am I going to do next, but thinking about how to design your life when it comes to, you know, working, you know, and also life outside of work as well. What is the future that you're hoping to have for yourself, for your community, and your family? And then looking at things like that, sometimes, you know, you have setbacks that you have to overcome. So what's the learning there, and being receptive to feedback and being open to opportunities? Those all contribute to a good career mindset.
Well, and the use of AI, I kind of wanted to narrow that down a little bit, narrow in on that a bit more, Candy, especially in terms of using AI to build resumes and to job seek. Because would you go as far as saying that if you are not using those tools right now in searching for your next gig, that you're being left behind?
Yeah, I think, you know, AI has been has disrupted the way we look at and approach our work and career development. And I would always advise, you know, this is something that's new for many of us. And so get to know it for sure. And I've seen and I've used it with the work with my clients and students as well, using AI as a starter to maybe look at the first draft of your application and using it to give you feedback and critique based on the industry that you want to go into. And it's good. However, what I will say as a caveat is that it doesn't replace the human aspect of it. It cannot, you know, assume who you are as a candidate and write it from your perspective. So at the end of the day, you'll still need to put the you in these applications. It's still going to be you who's part of the interview and convincing the employers to hire you. So I think it's got potential. And I also think that we still need the human components at the end of the day.
AI is a tool. That's what it is right now. It's not meant to take over anything, and certainly not meant to become you as you move forward, and is not meant to be doing the work for you. You are the gatekeeper, that's for sure. Now, employers, how do they maintain employee expectations and adapt to the changing workforce?
A ton of things. in this area. So the report talked about hybrid and remote work and bringing a lot more flexibility. So certainly looking at flexible work arrangements and accommodating the needs and the changing needs of employees, especially when we find ourselves continuing to manage the new normal within the pandemic, where remote work, it's a lot more prevalent now. So asking employees, what is it that they need to be successful in these changing and continual circumstances will go a long way, and seeing what you can do to collaborate with them to generate solutions, with the caveat that it's not a one-size-fits-all. So making sure that you've got variations and adjustments to help employees to thrive and be successful. And of course, people want to grow within the organizations and in their role. So offering continuous learning and development opportunities, building it as part of your policies, practice, and culture would be really important. And realizing that maybe not everybody aspires to climb the career ladder. So what might be some other opportunities for people to still grow and learn and be able to fully contribute and find meaning in their work?
With all of this change that we are talking about, be it from an employer's perspective, an employee's perspective, and everything we've talked about, and perhaps I should have mentioned this earlier, but is the first thing that we need to do, the number one thing that might be so key, is welcoming change. Because I think we've all worked with people or for people that have seen so much change over the last couple of years and dug their heels in. Well, this is the way we've always done things, and we're going to keep doing doing it in those ways, because really that's the way I understand doing it. Do we all need to do a better job of welcoming all of this change?
Mm-hmm. Man, if there's anything that we've learned from the last couple of years, is that we have done a really good job building that resilience and honing adaptability. So you're absolutely right. I think, you know, that timeless phrase, change is the only constant. So being open and adaptable in all sorts of change, in particular in your career choices. We know that with technology, with all of these trends that are coming in from the 2040 report from CEREC, the job market and labor market is continually evolving. So being on top of these change and trends that are happening within your field and sector, continuing to talk to people within your sector, such as professional organizations, people that are leading these professional organizations, taking part in those conversations, taking part in continuous learning opportunities and being in the forefront, and then being able to build your expertise and let your employers know, hey, this is how I see AI might be disrupting our field, and it's important to pay attention to that. Becoming that expert and being of value to your organization. And I think there's a lot we can do, but definitely one of the key skill and key attributes and characteristics is being adaptable to change and building resilience.
You know, 2024 is soon upon us. Candy, is there any one thing in terms of career development that we're going to notice more than anything else?
Yeah, I think in addition to all of those changes, and one thing that I've started to notice in the last couple of years as well is people are shifting their priorities. Before the pandemic, when work is a big part of people's identity, most recently we've been introduced to terms like great resignation, quiet quitting, things like that, right? It shows me that people are people realize that beyond work, there is a life outside of that, and they need to reshift their priorities to really reflect what they value. And so from the employee standpoint, it's thinking about what are your goals and priorities, what's meaningful for you, how can you balance making a living, sustaining your family, and still finding work that is in congruence with your values and priorities. And I think those are opportunities where you have great chance to have conversations with people like career development professionals who are trained to help you unpack all of those things and help you explore and continue your journey, whether it is continuing to stay in the field that you want to continue to hone, or looking at something else and pivoting.
Well, check out CERIC.ca. That's CERIC.ca. CERIC.ca. Board Chair Candy Ho. Candy, really appreciate your advice today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. There is Candy Ho again, Board Chair with CERIC. CERIC.ca. That's CERIC.ca.